Clare FM's Morning Focus with Gavin Grace.
Move on now, though, and you perhaps heard concerns this week voiced over the uptake of a personal alert scheme for the elderly. They followed two cases in which older people were viciously attacked in their homes. Both of those resolved in the week. One saw a very serious attack on an elderly woman in County Wicklow. Another saw the deaths of two men in Mayo. In the wake of sentencing following on from these cases, community network Mainshire Natura has criticised the persistent underspending of monies allocated to the scheme for personal alarms. Their CEO is Neil Garvey. He's from Aina here in Clare. Good morning to you, Neil.
Morning, Gavin.
And thank you very much for joining us again. What's your concern basically on this one? If the money is being made available, what's the problem?
Yeah, well, we're not criticising anybody for not spending it, but we're just saying there could be more done to have a greater uptake. This scheme has been around for many years, and up until 2014, it was fully spent. And in 2014, you might remember back the landline allowance, which was provided as a benefit to older people, was abolished. And the technology involved in this was quite dependent on landlines. And after that, a number of people got rid of their landlines, and the use of the scheme went down. And that was fine for the last few years. Anybody who wanted an alarm could get it. The funding was there. Now, this year, the government have cut the funding. They cut the budget. And you might say, fair enough, if it wasn't been spent, there's no point in having it there. But what we're saying is that rather than take that approach, there should be a greater effort there to advertise it, promote it, and get people using it, because it is a very good scheme for elderly people living alone in particular.
And one can see the value of it. Has it been undermined, though, by stealth or other measures, if you know what I'm saying?
No, I don't think so. I think it still works very well. There was a report done on the scheme earlier this year, and everybody who uses it likes it and wants it to continue. I think the issue is a lot of people don't know it's out there. And there are two aspects to that, I suppose. One is government provide the funding through Pubble, and if there's an underspend there, we think it should be used to promote the scheme, advertise it, and let people know it's out there. And the other side of it, not to be bashing the state over everything, is community groups themselves, because this is a scheme that runs through community groups. Somebody who wants the alarm has to apply through their local community group. So, for instance, there are 20 community groups registered in Clare. Mm. 17 of them, I think, are community alert or community councils, which is why Mainshire Natura has a big interest in this. But those groups also need to be advertising in their areas that this is out there, it's available, it's free of charge. The capital equipment and the installation is free of charge. There's a small monitoring cost after that for anyone who wants to use it. Sure. So we think between the state and local groups, if this was advertised more, it would be used more, because we get a lot of calls in the last few days, in particular now since it's been highlighted. We've been getting an awful lot of calls in Mainshire Natura from people asking, what is this? How do I get it? It sounds like a great idea. So that just shows the knowledge isn't out there.
Absolutely. And do you think that the headlines this week with regards to the cases that I referred to in my introduction, do they also prompt some of those calls? Is there concern amongst many elderly people that, you know, that they can become victims of crime? I was struck by the census statistics yesterday showing over 4,500 people aged 65 and older living on their own in County Clare.
Yeah, that's true. And it's a number that's increasing all the time.
Yeah.
In Clare and nationally. Yes, crime in itself is not a huge issue in rural Ireland, believe it or not. If you look at the statistics, it's not increasing, and we compare favourably with other countries. But what is an issue is the fear of crime and people feeling vulnerable. And particularly when cases like this are highlighted in the papers, I mean, not blame the papers, they have to be reported. But that awareness does make people fearful if they're living on their own. And that's where the benefits of schemes like Text Alert and this seniors alarm system come into their own. And the seniors alert is a very good one, because it gives people a sense of security. You have your alarm. It can be a pendant that you wear around your neck, or a wristwatch, or you can hang it by the door or whatever. But it's there. Press of a button, you're through to a monitoring station. and speaking to somebody, and it's a dedicated monitoring station, so these people are sensitive and they're aware of, you know, who they're talking to. But even if people, it doesn't have to be if someone is kicking your door down. If somebody is going to bed at night and they're just a little bit nervous and they hear a noise or something, they can make a call. There's no extra charge for making a call, just getting some reassurance. So sure. If somebody doesn't have somebody in the house with them, it is a great scheme.
No, absolutely indeed. You've mentioned already the community groups through which people apply. Hopefully they can become more aware of this as well, because I think understandably, as you say, perhaps that some of them weren't heretofore. But just finally, Neil, I was struck yesterday in response to the recent media coverage, Minister Michael Ring, who's responsible for rural and community development, confirmed there will be a new senior alert scheme launched in the coming weeks. He's defended some of what the government has done, saying nearly €10 million has been spent since 2012. And he's also instructed his officials to examine how the new scheme can be better promoted so as to achieve greater levels of awareness when it is launched. You've rattled a little bit of sabres on this one, but they've been listening, it seems.
I wouldn't call it sabre rattling. I mean,
positive way. I don't mean it with the negative connotations.
We have a very good relationship with the minister, and in fairness, this is a new position for him now since the reshuffle. He's listening and he is taking things on board. And I fully think that there will be positive changes when the scheme is relaunched.
Hopefully that'll be the case. We'll cover them when the time comes. Neil, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Gavin.
All the very best. Neil Garvey there, CEO of Mainshire na Chéire. We're going from speaking with the Nine Man just up the road to Ennis Diamond very shortly, returning to the saga surrounding Blake's Corner and hearing why it is that a protest will take place in the North Clare town this evening.
Join the conversation in Clare on Facebook, Twitter, or call 1850 400 964.